Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open your Bibles tonight to Matthew chapter 10 as we continue our study on the promises of provision. All the promises of God in Him are what? Yes and amen. We began the study with the authority that we have in Jesus' name. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. Then we went on to do the anointing to destroy every yoke. Then we went into the facing adversity, amen? Then we talked about the activation, being activated in faith. We talked about the answering of our prayer. We talked about being anchored in God's word. We talked about being armored with our protection. We talked about the access. And tonight, we're going to look at assurance. And when I was looking at that, assurance means to have confidence. I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Amen. Jesus here is speaking to his disciples in Matthew 10, 1. We'll start there for a moment. He said, when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. But if you look in Acts chapter 6, verse number 1, the Bible says, and the number of the disciples multiplied. Amen? We're talking about grew. And you're either in this room a disciple or someone that's being discipled. Amen? And we're discipled when we add discipline to the word of God. Amen? So tonight I want to focus your attention on verse number 7 and 8. Jesus said, and as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Look to the one next to you and say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Amen. Let's ask God's blessing upon the teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish something in every heart and life to those that are gathered here in the sanctuary, Father God, to those that are gathered on Facebook, and to those that will gather on the website, Father God. We pray tonight that you would be magnified and glorified in the teaching of your word. Father, we ask for your help. Holy Spirit, guide us and direct us, recognizing that our steps have been ordered by you, and we're going to find some delight in your house tonight. So, Lord, we praise you and give you glory for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and everything you're yet to do, and will never cease to return all glory to you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen, amen and amen. First, we want to look at the assurance. He's going to reach the lame to heal. Amen. The lame to heal. I love what the apostle writes Luke writes in Acts chapter 3. So look with me in Acts chapter 3, the statement that's made here. There was a lame man. He was at the gates beautiful. Amen. He was seeking alms. He was looking for a handout. Amen. How many know when the lame man was looking for a handout, God gave him a hand up? Amen. And he says, then Peter said to him in verse 6, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and he lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with him into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Amen. 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 How many know that God says we don't have to look for a handout? If we keep our hand up, amen, God will provide for each and every one of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. So first he says, then he reminded me of the shadow of Peter. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we can't reach. I was thinking about that season that we're in now in our nation, in our world, with the COVID virus, where you can't just go up and lay hands on people. But guess what? Your shadow can heal them. Amen. Got Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. The same thing he did with Peter is that he will do with others also. So with that in mind, in Acts chapter 5, verse number 15, the word of God says, in so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also the multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. God didn't leave anyone out. Amen. So he says with this, it's also for us to have the sensing, to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 14, we sing so many times about the Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, do your thing. But God says, let's be sensitive and let be led by the Spirit of God. In verse number 8 of Acts 14, verse number 8, there's an impotent man of Lystra. And there sat a certain man of Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. Hallelujah. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet, and he leaped and walked. Notice that the impotent man's faith joined with the Apostle Paul's faith. If two agree as touching anything they ask, it'll be done for them of our Father which is in heaven. So we find first that, hey, God wants to minister to the lame. Amen. He also says to the leper to cleanse. When I was looking at the leper, first thing that came to my mind is flesh. See, leprosy was a flesh-eating disease, okay? It was something that had an effect on your flesh. Amen? There was a rash that came, amen, as the effect of it. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, are you with me? The Apostle Paul reminds us in verse number 1. He says this, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen. How many know that there's a battle that's taking place every day in our lives? There's a battle between the spirit man and the flesh man. And the one we feed the most wins the battle. Amen. He said, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. So he says for us to fellowship. You know, he says in 1 John 1:7, he says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ does what? Cleanses us from all sin. The same power that healed the lepers is the same power that delivers us from sin. You know, the Bible says, if the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, he shall quicken your mortal body by the spirit that dwells in you. So when I was looking at this, he was talking about we have to eat. The food is the word of God. So look with me in Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. This is kind of interesting. when Jesus is calling Peter. All right? There came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Verse 13. But Peter said, "No, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice spake unto him again the second time, "What God hath cleansed, that call not thou common." This was done thrice, and the vessel was received up again into heaven. Now, isn't it amazing that the Lord told him three times? Amen. And then what Peter, Jesus said to Peter, "Before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times." And when Jesus was resurrected from the dead, the first one he looked for was Peter and said, "Peter, you believe me? Feed my sheep." The second time, "Peter, you believe in me? Feed my lambs." Third time, "Peter, you believe in me? Feed my sheep." Amen. So even before this already happened, God had given Peter an illustration that what was going to take place, that what God says is true, is true. Amen. God says to you and I that he's for us, not against us. God says to you and I, we're the head, we're not the tail. God says to you and I, we're blessed going in and we're coming out. God says we're his children and we have divine favor upon our lives. Now, God says when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against them, and the standard was raised at the cross of Calvary. When Jesus said it was finished, it was done. And all God wants you and I to do is to believe about his word and step into the finished work of Calvary. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So thirdly is the lost to raise. I have to raise from death because the wages of sin is death, or the nanos, or separation from God, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 4, verse number 13. The Apostle Paul says, "We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God." Secondly, I want to talk about the destruction. Remember what James says in James 5:15. James 5, verse number 15. He says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise them up. And if you have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." Amen. So we're constantly having a heart towards the Lord. We're seeking the Lord with all of our heart. We're leaning not to our own understanding. And all of our ways, we're acknowledging him. And he's given us direction for our path. So we have a destiny. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. The word of God says, "Who by him do believe God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth and the flower falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you." The laden to cast. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you," in Matthew 11:28, "and learn of me. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So what the Lord is saying to us is we have blessed assurance. Amen. Assurance is, God says, to have cold confidence, to boldly say. Amen. God reached the lame. We find the statement, the shadow, and the sensing. We found that he raised the, healed the leper, the flesh, which brought him into fellowship, and we began to feed him. We find the lost that were facing death and destruction, and now they're destined for glory. And we find the laden. God says to you and I, freely he has given for us to freely receive. You know, I'm reminded that in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I've gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God wants you to know that the things that you are facing and that you're going through are temporary. We serve an eternal God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or we even think. God says, for these thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of good and not for evil, thoughts to give you a hope and an expected end. I don't know about you, but when Jesus said to the disciples, all power has been given to me, I'm sending you, Jesus says the same thing to you and I. He said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. You're the disciples, and I've empowered you to carry my word with authority. Amen. 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 And all the promises of God in him are what? Yes and amen. And I can do all things through who? Christ that gives me strength. I am strong in his power and his might. The Bible says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up I shall condemn. I'm not condemning the individual. I'm condemning the lies that they're trying to speak into my life. I know who I am in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm a more than a conqueror. That's more. Not just winning, but overwinning with abundance. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ that gives me strength. Hallelujah. Father, we're grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish something in every heart and every life of everyone that's in the room and everyone that's on Facebook and everyone that's on the website, Father God. Be magnified and be glorified. Those things that they're facing right now, Father God. Right now, I bind every lie of the adversary. Your word declared that we shall know the truth, and it's the truth that shall make us free. And your word is truth. And as we read your truth, it becomes when we apply it to our hearts and lives. Father, we send your word out tonight to those that are sick in body. Father, we speak to their healing in Jesus' name. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. We pray for strength, Father God, for those that are weak. Your word says, they that wait upon the Lord, that you will renew their strength, and they'll mount up with wings as eagles, and they'll run and not grow weary, and they'll walk and not faint, because your strength is made perfect in their weakness. So even in their weakness, as they glorify you, your power will come in and strengthen them in a supernatural way. For that one that has drifted away from you, Father God, we call them back in Jesus' name. Father God, we call them back with love. Father God, it's love that covers a multitude of sins. So no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God's arms are wide open. He says, behold, I'm standing at your heart's door and I'm knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with you and you with me. We'll fellowship together. You'll sense my love in a supernatural way. So will you open the door and let them in? The choice is yours. And we'll never cease to give you praise for all you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.